flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Timmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretch.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Love Wild Card Weekend. It's such a good weekend. I love that. Saturday, Sunday. You got game tonight, too. But I don't know. This is the fun part. Not that we've had much fun as Dolphins fans over 25 years or so. But I do love Wild Card Weekend.
No, the last 5 days. Because you had college football playoffs. Yeah. Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday, NFL. Sunday, NFL. Yeah, it was great football week.
We know which two teams will be playing for the college football national championship. Solana was giving me the business before we went on the air. I'm wearing a Miami Heat hoodie. He said, oh, all of a sudden they go on a little win streak and you're breaking out the Heat gear. Listen, I've been riding with this team every step of the way. I might be of the opinion that they are better without Jimmy Butler. I own that statement. I own that.
You better not.
No one can have that statement other than me.
Spo could win with eighth graders in the NBA.
Problem is, and I'll get to it later, 15 minutes of Heat, but Ira wrote about it too. Don't get too enthused over the wins you're seeing right now, because it's not like they're beating the class of the NBA. These are teams that if they didn't beat, you might say to yourself, what's going on there? But regardless, I've been impressed with the Heat, because the Jimmy Butler suspension, the whole incident, like that could lead to a spiral, which I thought it was going to, and it has not. they seem to have galvanized. And Solana is all about Nico Jovic. I mean, he is in. He is declaring him the next, who, Dr. J?
Dr. J is probably low, honestly, if we're setting a bar.
Oh, you should hear this deep post game about this damn Jovic. Oh, I've heard God, it twice now.
Insane.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He just knows when to step up and make himself available to make the big shots. Yeah, this is crazy.
Big shot, Bob. I laugh at you. I scoff at you. Big shot, Nico. Anyway,
Tommy
Justin
says,
Herbert
going to
thinks...
Solana. I say, Tommy, don't go to Solana.
Just... Justin Herbert stinks. Tampa disappoint. Jaden Daniels, is he like? Is he the real deal? Because we've seen first year and then. Because I wonder about Bo Nix too. They got eliminated, but you know, like I mean. Jaden Daniels looks so bleeping composed out there. It's hard to wrap your head around. He's a rookie.
If we do it with sports, you have to do it where everybody wants to compare something to somebody. I hate the RG3 Jaden Daniels comparison. Jaden Daniels is way better than Robert Griffin III, but you have to find a young
at the first RG3 season where we were like, wow, this guy's a game changer. Like, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look statistically.
No, like you're saying, the composure of what he does, the knowledge of the game, like situational stuff, that last run he made, he knew exactly where he needed to be. He just dove forward. Like, I need 9 inches. Let me just dive forward. You have to find a comparison. But no, Jaden Daniels, and I tell you, like, I know his family. Like, he's a great young kid, and he's an awesome quarterback, but you have to find a comparison. He's winning Rookie of the Year, but he's legit. And I'm a Bucks fan. I think I lost 4 parlays last night on that damn Bucks game. Too. Yeah.
I did have Washington in a little hedge that doesn't make me proud. I didn't want to publicize the hedge, but yeah, Tampa cost me money.
4 parlays. Oh, Bucks are going to knock off the Commanders. They were throwing bets just to make my odds better, and it killed all of them. But, no, Jaden is legit. Dan Quinn is a good coach. And now the Cowboys fired Mike McCarthy. They had Dan Quinn, and now you're seeing what they do. So it's pretty funny how that all works out.
Would you rather have next season as your Dolphins coach, Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel?
Whew, that was a curveball first segment. Probably McCarthy.
What about you, Solana?
We talked it out. Like, I'm putting a lot of this late season, postseason unsuccess on McDaniel.
And I'm not. I was putting more on Chris Greer, but I'm still not thrilled with the idea of Mike McDaniel being this team's head football coach. Mike McCarthy.
Solana, who would you rather have as your GM, Jerry Jones or Chris Greer?
You.
I would love Hawk in the war room on draft night.
Have you heard some of my opinions?
Hey, does this guy call Pizza Czar?
That's exactly where I would start. That's how you learn the character of someone. Do you like Girl Scout cookies? Do you really like Girl Scout cookies? If I said to you, let's go miniature golfing, what would you say? Yeah, I got a whole slew of questions.
First pick, Mr. Hawkman. We're taking the punter out of Southern Kentucky. Huh?
Guy loves Funyuns. I mean, listen, who was the guy asking if your mother's a whore?
What?
Oh, Jeff Ireland, right? Wasn't that Jeff Ireland?
Is that Jeff Ireland? I got to be a better GM than him.
You're a better GM than him. Right now, Hawk, you're a better GM than him.
No, Solana, for real, would you rather have Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel?
If Mike McDaniel were let go today, do you think there'd be a team or a line of teams trying to get an interview with him? Because I don't. And Mike McCarthy does have that.
Zach Gelb made a great point last week, remember, where no one's stock has dropped from season 1, 2, 3 more than Mike McDaniel. That doesn't mean that he's an abject failure, because he's not. He's gone to the playoffs 2 out of the 3 seasons. Like, But I know what you're saying. I do not think there would be a line for him to be a head coach somewhere.
There's at least two, three teams that are trying to get interviews. Before he was let go with Mike McCarthy, he's won a Super Bowl. And I know Aaron Rodgers was really the driving force behind it. I get it. But even before this year, before they lost Dak, three 12-win seasons with Dallas. I could build a case for McDaniel, but it's more of like the unknown. Ooh, what if he can turn it around? With McCarthy, you know what you're going to get. Which is a well-coached team.
I mean, honestly, so you could extrapolate that out. You would take Pete Carroll over Mike McDaniel.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, because he's
he's got the same background.
I would.
He's older. Like, you're getting somebody at that age. Like, how do you know he's not checked out? How do you know he's still willing to give it 100% day in, day out at that age, already a year removed from being a head coach?
And this is no schematic X and O, numbers thing. I like the old school of, like, I like a strong locker room. I like a strong culture. If you want to talk about that, I think it was the same with we're hearing about McDaniel stuff now with Tyreek and all the stuff. Like, I don't think Mike McDaniel has the locker in his pocket, in the locker room in his pocket. I think Pete Carroll would have the locker room in his pocket.
It's interesting. It's interesting what's going on. To the point about McCarthy,
Solana's right. 3 win seasons in a row before this season.
Right, but he's got a roster. He's got a roster similar to the Dolphins. Like, the Dak Tua thing are very analogous. So I wonder, I'm not certain just based on what their pasts are. If you go, McCarthy, because if you're going to take McCarthy over McDaniel, you're saying he's an upgrade. And I'm not necessarily certain that he is.
Been in it longer, more experience, and I think the locker room would be more settled.
But hasn't had success with the same roster in Dallas.
Very talented roster, top 12 quarterback.
But he's won.
I see your point.
He's won the division. And look, the Dolphins, I told you this stat yesterday or last week. The Dolphins have not won 12 games, Hawk, since 1990. He's done it. 3 straight years before this year, before losing his starting quarterback. I'm not taking away from what McDaniel did, 2 playoff seasons, 2 winning seasons before this year. Like, I'm not taking it away from him, but it's not a 12-win season in the NFC East, which is a difficult division to play in. I think that to me is more impressive than...
I'm not arguing with you. I'm not telling you that I don't think he'd be an upgrade over McDaniel. I'm not certain. I really am not certain, but I'm not arguing it with you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't think it's like slam dunk one way or the other.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, we have a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every single day this week. So every day you listen to us, you're going to have an opportunity at some point to win a $50 gift card from Twin Peaks. Watch all the playoff games there, the national championship game there, whatever you want to watch. You hunker down at Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views. And we've got a $50 Twin Peaks gift card sometime today before 6 o'clock and tomorrow and every day this week. So that's kind of cool. Let's do headlines here. We've got Ben Volen from the Boston Globe joining us today to talk a little football. We've got Doug Plagans from the City of Brotherly Love. Panthers are in Philly tonight. Doug Plagans is there. He's going to hop on with us. We have a lot of stuff to get to. I don't know who the news sponsor is, and now I do. News headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
There's too many headlines and too little time. I have literally like 3 pages worth of headlines. I'll start with the NFL, and then we'll just make our way down. Texans beat the Chargers 32-12. You mentioned Justin Herbert stinks.
Stinks.
Stinks, Crowder?
He had a terrible game. I don't say he stinks.
He's had 3 very important games in his career, and he has stunk at all 3 of them. And so if we're going to do that with Tua, where, hey, if it's a bit like he's great, he leads the league in passing yards. By the way, I'm not the guy doing this with Tua because I'm a believer. But if you're going to do that with Tua, you've got to do it with Justin Herbert.
Listen, Tua and Justin Herbert are Sprite and Astari. Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
Astari is, no. How dare you?
story is so far down on the totem pole compared to Sprite. So
a
now
story?
A story.
So who's the story? Justin
Herbert? I would go, well, for me, Justin Herbert is the story. I mean, if you want two colas, I can't even do it with Coke and Pepsi because Coke is so superior to Pepsi. What are two similar
Fanta
soda?
And Crush.
Well, which ones, though?
The orange.
You're talking about orange?
The only ones, the only colors anybody would buy from Fanta and Crush, the two orange sodas.
I mean, grape Crush?
Bro.
Strawberry?
Nobody's buying strawberry or grape, Fanta or Crush. Stop it. Stop it right
you
now.
Never went
maybe
that
maybe not in maybe not in Kindle
and 41 and 191st.
You better stay in Kindle with that take. Opa-locka, there's some great soda being sold.
They will have your ass with that take. They're like Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb.
Yes, they're very similar.
Because those are hard to tell apart. I can tell most sodas apart. Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb are difficult to decipher.
Yes. And I do think Tua's better, more accurate quarterback than Herbert. And I think Herbert's bigger and runs better because Tua doesn't run. Like, I think they're very similar with different physical attributes. But they're either one of them are going to win you 9 to 11 games a year.
Like RC Cola and urine. You almost can't even decipher the flavor.
It tastes like urine?
RC, you had it?
Because it has my initials. I liked RC. RC.
Randolph Crowder.
Yeah, you see?
Man, we got you. Ravens beat the Steelers 28-14. That game was dunzo pretty early on as well, and Derrick Henry's a monster.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ravens could have won by 40. The Buffalo Bills could have won by 40.
Yeah, Bills 31-7.
I am so intrigued by this Ravens Bills game coming up. Like I think the Ravens might be the class of the AFC. I think they might be better than KC and Buffalo. How do you stop Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry?
I'm with you. We talking last week? I think the Ravens win the Super Bowl. I had to decide, do I bet game to game or do I put it all on Super Bowl winner? And Lamar Jackson winning the Super Bowl MVP was my question, but I'm with you, Hawk. And Buffalo is they had a slow start, but boy, when they get rolling, that damn Josh Allen is crazy good.
The Eagles
until we watch the Chiefs come out after 2 weeks of rest and whoop somebody's tail.
What is the line on that Ravens Bills game?
I think it's like 1.5. I seen it both ways. I think it opened at something, it moved the other way.
Like that is the Super Bowl, right? Like that's the Super Bowl.
Ravens minus one.
Ravens minus one?
Yeah.
It's
on the road in Buffalo. That's crazy.
It's the Broncos had that first drive, and then they got walloped for the next 58 minutes, whatever it was. Yeah, that game was nuts.
It's funny what we're doing with the Chiefs, though. It really is. Like, all season long, they lost one game. One game. I mean, they lost the final week of the season when nobody played. They lost one game all season, and everybody's riding off Kansas City. Oh, Mahomes doesn't look good. They've won every game because the officials are bailing them out. Oh, Mahomes isn't throwing it like he was in the past. It's their defense. We do the same thing every damn year with these guys.
I know.
Out of sight, out of mind, though. We haven't watched them in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I'll probably bet them.
And Houston looked good. Oh, my goodness. Man, they're going to wallop Houston.
Yeah. Eagles beat the Packers. Jordan Love didn't look any good either.
No, he did not.
Yeah. So much for he went into Dallas and won a playoff game take. For the past year. Can't use that anymore.
Who was better than Jordan Love? No question.
Tonight, Rams host the Vikings. Final wild card round game, 8 p.m. Game, of course, being played in Phoenix.
Kind of like the Rams.
Stop.
It's the same thing. We just watched the Vikings get their ass pulled by the Lions, so now the Rams are better?
Don't you feel like they've been a fraudulent something hanging by a thread all season, even though, what, they have 14 wins, 15 yeah, wins?
14. Like, I mean,
ridiculous. But it's Sam Darnold.
That's the way you said that is everybody's approach to this game.
Right?
It's Sam Darnold.
I know.
Yeah, but Sam's playing well, but it's still Sam Darnold. I don't know. And I love Sean McVay. Matt Stafford can ball. He has those weapons. I'm torn on this game tonight.
I like the Rams from the emotional standpoint. City's going through a lot. They're trying to rally. They're in Phoenix. They want to do something cool for the city of Los Angeles. Like, I'm with that, but at the end of the day, they're going up against the Vikings defense, which is what I think everybody should be focused on. Their defense has been dominant this year.
Does the city of LA even like the Rams?
I think they're the team because the Chargers just came.
Oh, right. You're right. Okay, they do like the Rams. Yeah, it's the Chargers they're indifferent about.
Yeah.
I remember, like, back in Boys in the Hood and all, they had Rams stuff on.
Raiders stuff. Isn't that when the Raiders were playing in L.A.?
They had Raiders stuff, but the Rams, I don't know, came around. I think I saw Kendrick Lamar in Rams stuff. I don't know. My only thing about the things Solana just said, and I know people do this all the time, is that there's going to be somebody covering Justin Jefferson, and I don't know if their thought of wildfires can stop him from scoring a touchdown on the 15. That's my whole thing. And I understand encouragement of what's going on and all that stuff. Like, it's a very cool saying, but yeah, no, you have to play football when they blow that whistle.
Oh, I'm not telling you I'm picking them to win. I'm just saying I like the idea of them going on a deep playoff run at this moment, you know, but I'm picking the Vikings tonight. I just am. I think defensively they're better. That's it.
Well, I had the Vikings in all my parlays that the Buccaneers ruined for me, so I can go either way tonight.
Man, the Buccaneers killed me. Just killed me yesterday. Right. I literally had tallied things as wins because I got the early stuff, and I'm like, yeah, Bucs, that's a laugher.
Had the Ravens kill them, Bills double down on the Bills, bet at halftime that the Bills are going to beat them by like 10+. Now I'm drinking poppy prebiotic sodas instead of the good stuff. If I couldn't even buy a real soda today.
Go get yourself an RC.
I just tell it tastes like urine. I'm fine, thanks.
By the way, Lions are an 8.5-point favorite over Washington next week already. That'll probably go up.
No, man. I don't know.
Mike Vrabel hired as a new head coach for the New England Patriots. And then your local news, the Panthers.
And Bolin's going to join us in the next segment. He's in Boston, so we can ask him about that.
Yeah.
Panthers lost to the Bruins in overtime Saturday. They're at the Flyers tonight, 7 p.m. You can listen to the game on AM 790. They're at the Devils tomorrow, so first of a back-to-back set. The Heat have two more games on their West Coast road trip tonight. In L.A., they face the Clippers, 10:30 p.m. They're looking for their fourth straight victory, currently 3-1. On their West Coast trip. Your weather, Romy DeBesman. Your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows are going to drop into the mid to low 60s. By the way, this report also brought to you by the Casino at Dania Beach. The Casino at Dania Beach is your destination.
Daniel LaRusso.
All right, I'll just read this again next hour.
Went to middle school with him.
Jaden Daniel Beach. No, go ahead, give it to us.
There you go.
The casino,
give it to Daniel.
The casino at Dania Beach is your destination for fun this January. Enjoy daily promotions, the best slots, live shows, poker, high-lie, simulcast, multiple dining options, and new members can win up to $1,000 in free play. Join the fun at the casino at Dania Beach.
Well done. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Volen is joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. We always enjoy talking with Ben Volen. And like I just mentioned there, the football season is going to be over before you know it. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Ben Volen, the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. He's been covering the NFL since 2007, part of that time here in Miami, covering the Dolphins. But Ben, I'm starting to think that Baltimore might be the best team in the AFC. We started talking about that at the opening of the show today. Better than KC, better than Buffalo. Maybe I'm living in the moment, but man, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. What do you think about Baltimore going all the way out of the AFC?
See, that's funny because I'm going over the games from this weekend and I watched them all and now I'm going back through them. And I have more concerns right now about the Ravens than I do about the Bills. I was more impressed with the Bills, who were facing a top five defense in the Denver Broncos. The Bills got punched in the mouth early when the Broncos scored that 48-yard touchdown, whatever it was, and then they shut them out the rest of the way and completely dominated that game. Another flawless performance from Josh Allen, just one punt all day, no turnovers. They're moving the ball through the air. They're moving the ball on the ground. The defense is having a terrific performance. I mean, Baltimore, obviously, that was a very good game for them against the Steelers as well. But to me, that was a little bit more about the Steelers and how bad Russell Wilson has fallen off a cliff here over the last month of the season. And the Ravens, I'm a little more concerned about their offense. Do you see all those runs that Lamar Jackson had throughout the game and really in the first half? I think he had 11 runs in the first half, 15 for the game. To me, that's not a great sign when you're having to rely on Lamar Jackson so significantly to move the football. And if he keeps running like that, I mean, is he going to make it through the playoffs? I'd be really worried if I was the Ravens about Lamar Jackson having to run the ball so much. Obviously, Derrick Henry is a total jackhammer right now, but I'm a little concerned with the Ravens and the state of the passing game, especially without Zay Flowers right now. And if Lamar has to carry it that much, it shows me that they're a little uncertain of what's going on in the passing game right now. So my first glance at this game, which is, you know, game of the year potential right now, I have fewer questions about the Bills. I think they're playing a little bit cleaner football right now.
I got to redo my whole parlay.
Oh, the damn Buccaneers ruined all my damn parlays. Ben, but tonight we're torn on this show. We're torn on Vikings, Rams, but also the NFC. Is it just the Lions are going to run through it? The Eagles looked good last night. The Commanders are that team you get every playoffs that you think, oh, what's the young boy going to do? What do you think about the NFC and tonight?
I mean, the Lions look really good in the NFC, and that's my pick coming out. But I wouldn't crown them just yet. I feel the same way about the Eagles as I do about the Ravens. The Eagles defense, terrific performance shutting down the Packers. But the Eagles let the Packers hang around that game a lot longer than they should have. And Jalen Hurts and that passing game are struggling. He only threw for 131 yards yesterday. I'm a little worried about that, the state of the Eagles offense right now. I think they're lucky that they're not playing the Commanders, a team that knows them so well, and that the Eagles are going to play the winner of tonight's game. Because I think that would have been a tough draw for the Eagles having to play the division opponent. And Jaden Daniels has been so smooth lately. Tonight, I like the Vikings better. The Rams offense, other than that one game against the Bills where they had a shootout, the Rams offense has really struggled the last month and only scoring 13, 16 points a game. And I think Sam Darnold and the Vikings are going to bounce back from last week's performance against the Lions. They've been too good this year to let it all go down the tubes now. I like the Vikings tonight, and I do think the Vikings could pull off the upset against the Eagles. And the Vikings, I know the Lions have handled them twice, but it's probably really tough to beat a team three times in one season. So, I mean, the Lions look great, and I think their home field advantage there at Ford Field is significant. Like, the entire state of Michigan is just behind that team right now, and they have such good vibes, if nothing else. But you know, they will have some competition. It's not just going to be a walkover in the NFC.
Now, I was going to ask you about the Dolphins running it back with the big three, as I call them, Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, and Tua. But then today we learned that Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys are parting ways. And I asked Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show today, who would you rather have if you're the Dolphins right now as your head coach, Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel?
You broke up a little bit there. I'm assuming the question was Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel?
Correct.
Breaking up a little bit. But I would go Mike McCarthy. I mean, that's a guy who's actually won playoff games. He's won a Super Bowl. He has a track record of success. And I know this year didn't go well for Mike McCarthy, but he did have three straight 12-win seasons before this year. And I actually think he did a nice job down the stretch. I mean, the Cowboys were 4-1 at one point with Cooper Rush as their backup quarterback. I think Mike McDaniel would love to have a 4-1 record with his backup quarterback. And I would argue that after 3 years, Mike McDaniel really hasn't maximized the talent of the Dolphins team. He's been handed a lot of talent, especially on offense, and still has yet to win a playoff game. And it's a team that I still have some questions about, you know, their overall toughness and their ability to overcome obstacles. So I would take Mike McCarthy, and I'm shocked the Cowboys are moving on. I think they're crazy for having made that move. Jerry Jones, you have to wonder if finances are getting in the way and if he's just being cheap again. But I think Mike McCarthy is a pretty good coach, and I would expect him to get another job here.
And Ben, the Patriots, I'm sure we'll talk about that in a second, but they already hired Vrabel. But who's the class of this off-season coach shuffle? As they say, Kingsbury, I heard, talking about with Dallas, and And Flores is up there still, both retreads as head coaches. Ben Johnson is a big name. Aaron Glenn, you know, Vrabel's taking off. Like, who do you think is going to have most success when hired as a head coach?
I mean, yeah, if I were a team with a quarterback, Cliff Kingsbury would be one of the first people I would look at, just with what he's done with Jaden Daniels this year. Remarkable work with that rookie quarterback. I would think if there's one guy who's got the most interest, it has to be Ben Johnson from the Lions. I think he, you know, for the category of like the young hotshot offensive, you know, guru, Ben Johnson's at the top of the list right now. And the things that they've been doing with that offense in Detroit are pretty special, especially with Jared Goff at quarterback. It's not like he was handed Patrick Mahomes or anything. So I think Ben Johnson is probably, you know, the guy with the most interest, but probably Vrabel too. I mean, I think the Patriots got one of the top guys out there. And when I was looking at the six jobs available, I think the Patriots were probably the best job too. And it's all because of Drake May. Obviously the Patriots roster is a mess and there are questions about the front office and this team has a long way to go, but they have cap space and the number four pick and they've got Drake May. So now they've got Mike Vrabel too. Now they've got a legitimate coach. So I think the arrow is definitely trending upwards for the Patriots.
And Ben, with Coach Mayo, a friend of mine, actually, you know, we played at the same time, around the same age. Was he just a placeholder to figure out what happens after Belichick? Because I don't know, did he mess up this year? The roster was bad. I think you even said it. They had a number five and six receiver. They didn't have a 1, 2, 3, or 4. Like, what went wrong with Mayo?
I mean, I think two things can be true. I think he was totally set up to fail, was put in an impossible situation with a terrible roster, and then no experience on his staff. And part of that's kind of his fault because he doesn't have much of a network. He's never been anywhere outside of Foxborough, so he didn't have, you know, a network of coaches to rely on, but, you know, a first-time play caller, first-time defensive coordinator, first-timers all across the position coaches. So I think Mayo was set up to fail, no question. At the same time, he didn't do anything to help his own cause, and the team got worse as the season went along. They came out of their bye week towards the end of the season and played their worst stretch of football, which is never a good sign. You didn't see any signs of improvement, any signs that Gerard Mayo really – you know, was taking the job by the horns and really, like, you know, establishing himself. His fourth down decision making was painfully conservative. He constantly was saying things on the podium that he had to walk back the next day. It just, he looked overmatched from the start. And I think the Crafts, you know, realized in the last month of the season that it was just a mistake to elevate him and to just hand him the job. The Vrabel was available. I think the Crafts weren't expecting Vrabel to be available last year and ultimately stuck with their commitment to Gerard Mayo, but weren't willing to give him more than 1 year to prove himself. And now with Vrabel still available, I don't think they were going to waste that opportunity. And they moved very quickly throughout this process. Clearly they had Vrabel in mind and they worked backwards to make it happen, including kind of making a mockery of the Rooney Rule this past week. But, you know, the Patriots, they didn't really go through a search, but they landed on the right guy with Mike Vrabel. I think he was the best fit for what they're looking for right now and brings a lot more credibility to the football team.
I'll give you an easy layup here at the end to endear yourself to the Miami crowd. Who's a better quarterback, Tua or Justin Herbert?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm starting to get down on Herbert. He's like tied with Trevor Lawrence for, you know, good quarterback who just consistently underwhelms. And that was not a great performance the other day against the Texans. I'd still rather have Herbert because he can do more off schedule than Tua.
You're so close to putting that layup home.
When the play breaks down, I still like Herbert being able to make plays as opposed to Tua. And, you know, like Herbert has nothing. Ladd McConkey had like 197 of Herbert's 224 yards the other day. So Herbert has no receivers, whereas Tua definitely does have receivers. I think Herbert would probably look different if you give him Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. But, yeah, I'd still go with Herbert. But, man, he needs to start stepping it up. Like, no more excuses for him.
Herbert or Drake May?
Drake May. I'd go Drake May right now because – I think they're a very similar player, but Drake May is younger and has more room to grow and maybe doesn't have the scars yet that Herbert has shown. But very similar type players. And Drake May definitely has to prove that he can win football games. He's proved that he can play, but now he's got to play winning football, you know, starting in year two.
Tua or Drake May?
I'd take Drake. He's bigger. He's more durable, better athlete. And played well, made some plays this year with nothing around him, like the total opposite of Tua. Drake May had nothing even remotely, at the same level of receivers or offensive line, even as Tua, and still made some plays. So I would take Drake over Tua.
Tua or Ray Lucas today?
Yeah, are we talking Jets Ray Lucas, or are we talking
I'm talking
Dolphins,
about Ray Lucas today, like this very day.
Tua or a Tide Cleo, Pod?
Cleo Lemon. I would take John Beck. I would take who else? Sage Rosenfels.
You've stayed true to your roots. We appreciate it.
I would take Channing Crowder at quarterback right now.
I'm waiting. He's like a wrestling character, Ben Volen. At some point, he's going to flip-flop. At some point, he's going to make a heel turn or a hero turn. Or so. Like, at some point, he's coming all in on Tua and Mike McDaniel. We're just not at that point in the storyline yet.
And Ben, another conversation I heard recently with Jaden, you know, with the Commanders beating the Bucks. Is Jaden Daniels better than Caleb Williams, or was Jaden Daniels put in a better situation than Caleb Williams?
I mean, Jaden Daniels does get better coaching than Caleb Williams did. There's no question about that. But, yes, the Bears got it wrong. They got it wrong. Jaden Daniels was the pick. He's so much more NFL ready. He's so savvy out there. He plays like an 8-year veteran. The game is not too big for him. The moment is not too big. All his biggest plays come on third and fourth down. And Caleb Williams, man, you can see the talent. He rips some really impressive throws this year, but the guy does not see the field, and he just dances back there in the backfield and just holds the ball forever. And a lot of those sacks are not on the offensive line. They were on him. And he still had, you know, Keenan Allen and Cole Kmet and, you know, Roma Dunes. And, like, he didn't have nobody there. And, right now I think Drake May is ahead of Caleb Williams. I'm not saying that it's going to end up – I'm not saying it's going to end up that way.
No, Drake go all May in, definitely
Jack. He's definitely further ahead in his development. Caleb Williams had the fourth best rookie season behind Bo Nix, behind Jaden Daniels, and behind – Drake May. Caleb Williams is a long way to go right now.
That is true. You cannot argue that. There you go. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. We always appreciate it, Ben.
Watch your back. I might be coming with a steel chair for you guys. So
I'm telling you, he's a wrestling character. I guarantee you. He is going to make a turn one day that you don't see coming, and the crowd is going to go wild. I know it. I know what's coming. See you, Ben.
See you guys.
There you go. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. We got to take a break here on this, what is it, the Reaction Monday, whatever you want to call it. Take a break. We'll come back with more.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come on!
Hawk and Crowder.